Hi, and welcome to today's episode. We're diving into Heart of Stone from the musical Six and exploring what it reveals about strength, giving, and self-realization in relationships. Jane Seymour, the third queen of Henry VIII, sings about unwavering devotion, promising to love him through every hardship. But is her boundless loyalty a testament to her strength or a sign of self-sacrifice? And what can a story teach us about building healthy, balanced connections with others? Let's unpack this through the lens of The Art of Loving by Erich Fromm. Fromm suggests that love in its healthiest form isn't just about a bond with one person, but reflects how we relate to the world. He writes, "If a person loves only one other person and is indifferent to the rest of his fellow men, his love is not love, but a symbiotic attachment or an enlarged egotism." In other words, relationships should enhance our sense of self, not consume it. And this extends beyond romance. It applies to friendships, family, and even how we view ourselves. The way we give in relationships can look very different. Some forms of giving are healthy, while others slowly take pieces of us away. Here are four ways people give, and trust me, you'll recognize some of these. The taker. Some people see giving as a loss and only want to receive. The trader. Others give only to get something in return, treating relationships like transactions. The martyr. Some make a virtue out of giving in a sense of a sacrifice. The virtue of giving to them lies in the very act of acceptance of the sacrifice. The creator. This is the healthiest form of giving. For a productive character, giving has an entirely different meaning. Giving is the highest expression of potency. In the very act of giving, I experience my strengths, my wealth, my power. This experience of heightened vitality and potency fills me with joy. I experience myself as overflowing, spending, alive, hence as joyous. Giving is more joyous than receiving, not because it is a deprivation, but because in the act of giving lies the expression of my aliveness. Let's take a moment to listen to a snippet of Heart of Stone.
But I know, without my son, your love could disappear. And no, it isn't fair, but I don't care, 'cause my love will still be.
The first time I heard this song, my eyes welled up. Jane reminded me so much of my mom. For the longest time, I carried this belief that being a strong woman meant being tough, guarded, and emotionally distant. I thought that loving too much made women vulnerable, like you stripped away their independence. But when I heard Jane sing, I couldn't judge her love as weakness, because it made me think of my mother's endless kindness. Even in moments when I wish she would put herself first. Just because a person she loved didn't deserve it, didn't mean her love was worthless. Jane Seymour's character embodies the creator's form of giving. She gives her love freely, not as an act of sacrifice, but as a reflection of her inner capacity to care. Her giving is not about losing herself, it's about her ability to hold on to her kindness despite the chaos around her. And this, I think, reflects something powerful about womanhood. Women are often expected to give endlessly, to be emotional anchors, caregivers, and sources of comfort. But Jane's character shows another side to this. Her giving comes from her strengths, not her weakness. She loves because her heart is full and strong enough to offer love and care for another life. This kind of giving builds what I call emotional resilience, or what I like to think of as anti-fragility. People who give without attaching their self-worth to external validation become emotionally resilient. They don't fear loss because their strength comes from within, not from how others perceive their love. But even the strongest giving needs boundaries. And this is where Jane's story carries a cautionary note. Her love is powerful, but it lacks separation. Healthy relationships connect, but they don't consume. Fromm writes that love should not dissolve individual identities, but bring two complete people together in a shared act of creation. This applies to all kinds of relationships. Strong friendships, family bonds, and partnerships thrive when each person remains their own whole self. Without the ability to stand independently, connection can turn into codependency. The healthiest relationships are not about saving or fixing each other, they're about inspiring and supporting growth. Heart of Stone teaches us a paradox of human connection. The more complete we are within ourselves, the more freely we can give to others. The healthiest relationships, whether with partners, friends, or family, are not built on dependency, but on mutual respect, appreciation, and co-creation. Jane's story shows us the beauty of loving with an open heart, but also reminds us that for relationships to truly flourish, they must exist between two strong, separate individuals. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of strengths, giving, and self-discovery through musical storytelling. Until next time, take care, and remember, relationships are not about losing yourself, but about discovering how much you can create from within.